Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, everybody that's coming out of the show this afternoon, there happens to be a young lady who lives in Minnesota, and her mom taught her, not only taught her how to sing, but she taught her how to do all kinds of neat things. And her name is Ariana. I call her Princess because she's a 9-year-old princess. And you know what's really cool? She has a heart, and she loves, as she's singing, when she's singing her song that we recorded, she talks about helping. And that's what she loves to do. And because she has a family that is geared to helping, guess what? That's what they do. And so she asked if she could sing a song for us. And what she did, she wrote that song. So I told her mom, because her mom knows how to do all this behind-the-scenes work on the Internet, we actually took that song and put it here attached to our website. So when people come on the Optimize Your Life show, what they're able to do is they're able to hear the heart. 9 years old, and she is the heart of someone who loves in her idea help. She wants to make a difference in people's lives. And that's what the show is all about. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm your host for today. On Tuesdays, we call this Travel Tuesday. And because of that, we dedicate the Optimize My Life show to demonstrating, showing you how intentionally people can create a career in several different areas. Well, we're going to talk about travel today. Now, leading that way is because we learned a long time ago, and I bet you everybody on this call heard some of the terms. It's a scripture. It says, man without vision will perish. And what it really means is a man who doesn't have a dream doesn't have a future. And so learning and leaning on that scripture, we've come to know that when people have a dream, they become creative. They learn to do things that they don't know how to do. And then they learn to make things happen. And it's like a garden. If you have the right tools and you have the right seeds and you plant them and you cultivate them, you get a crop. Well, in our case, that's what we do in travel. And I have someone who has been cutting edge, been in the forefront of making this happen, thousands of people. His influence is around the world. His ability to demonstrate not only compassion and passion, but taking and building and learning how to develop that dream so it's so solid, nobody can shake you. You see, the world's out to shake you. Today or over the weekend, you probably saw it in the news, there's economic issues happening in the world. And they're not good. They shake a lot of people's faith. But, you know, when you have a dream and you're solid in it, your heart is committed, you're intentionally building it, it's more powerful than all the negative that can be in the world. And so I have someone that's going to talk who can talk more than an authority. I use the word authority, meaning not because that he's in charge. I get talking that he can speak because he's experienced. He has demonstrated over and over and over again of every kind of type of person and every kind of circumstance and someone might be in. His name is Rick Reese. His wife is Brenda. They're a team. Now, if you're single, that's okay. You're a partner with yourself. You don't have to share the money that you make. When you're a team, you share it with your wife and you bless each other and you bless the world and you enjoy it. I'm going to introduce Rick Reese, who, besides being an expert in the travel industry and in management and helping people grow who choose to intentionally do that, but he also knows how to help people build their faith and grow stronger in that. And I would submit to everybody on the call today, whether you're directly on our blog platform or you're listening in internationally on one of the other platforms, I would suggest to you that if you can build your faith base in your life and expand it, the other part comes automatically. Rick, how are you this afternoon?
Doing fantastic, Ron. So good to be on the show. You know, I like what you were saying, you know, about the single folks. They own their own money, the money that they make. It's all theirs. And I like what you were saying about the married folks. Yeah. You know, the wife owns all the money. The husband just pretends that they own some of it. But the wife actually owns it and makes the husband believe that they actually own some of it. No, I'm just kidding. But you never know. It's good to be on the show, though. You know, we just got back from Jamaica and had such a great time in Jamaica. Yaman, Jamaica. The food, you know, just the scenery, the water, the Rastafarians. Oh, man, just there is nothing like travel. And you talk about this when you come back from your cruises and different things that you and Linda do. But there's nothing like travel and how therapeutic it is and how it makes you feel and how you get that reset. You know, we talk about travel and having, you know, almost medical capabilities to reduce your, you know, to strengthen your immune system, to reduce stress and all those things that we talk about from a medical perspective, you know, that vacations are good for you and what it does for couples and what it does for even singles, what it does for marriage and even how it helps you on your job when you get back because you're in a certain place. It gives you that zen, you know, where you really don't care. You know, and that's what's so interesting is because a lot of people look at the news, right, and everybody gets in sync with negativity. And you're traveling and you're having fun and you're missing the news and you're not in sync, you know, with the city, the state, the country, the world negativity as everybody gets in one accord because they show the same thing around the world. You're not in sync with it. You know, because you've been on a trip. You've been traveling. You've been on a vacation. And so you're in a whole nother place. And it really takes intention, right, to get caught up with the negativity again. But I'm telling you, Ron, you know, coming back from Jamaica, I haven't watched the news like I used to before I went. You know, I just catch up and see what's going on. And I saw the banking thing and all that. But I haven't watched, like, the whole news, CNN, continuous negative news. And I feel good. I feel good. While I was on vacation, we're sitting there. We're looking at the sunset at Rick's Cafe. And the music's blasting, you know, all the latest hits. Right? And the people are laughing, and they're talking, and they're drinking, and eating, and the water's so blue, and people are doing, they do the cliff diving at Rick's Cafe in the Grill, Jamaica. And we're just sitting there, you know, walking around, and the sun sets. And I've got a nice front row standing position watching the sunset. And I was in a whole nother world. And even though there was noise all around me, it was like I couldn't hear anything. I was just focused on catching, you know, the different time lapse of the sun going down over the water. And I caught it, and I'm like, man, this is what's happening. Everybody needs that in their life. Everybody needs that in their life. You know, people will work and work and work. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny. We Lynn and I are so grateful because we were introduced to you and Brenda. We had no clue we traveled. Growing up, I lived 20 minutes from Niagara Falls. And when our family might take one day to drive up to Niagara Falls, and a Saturday usually, or maybe a Sunday after church, but we would go there, and you know, there's the Maid of the Mist, and there's the caverns under the, you climb, go way down underground, and you literally come out in an elevator, you come out behind the falls. There's all kinds of parks and all kinds of wonderful things. The Canadian side's like, it's called Lundy's Lane, and there's a big whole area of museums, wax museums, historical, a lot of carnival stuff and games and miniature golf. But we would go there as kids, Rick, and my parents would say, those are for tourists, and you live here. So we never did anything. I was an adult married to my wife before the first time I ever went on the Maid of the Mist boat.
How about that?
The ship goes right up to the falls. And if you hit it, the falls came down in that boat, it'd sink it. It's a dangerous thing, but you go down there in the safety of a big ship with a lot of people. And
I did that with the kids.
Raincoat. What's that?
I did that with the kids.
Yeah, isn't it great? See, you know it because now you've done it. I didn't experience that until I was 28 years old.
How about that?
What I found out is we have now in our life had the privilege, I call it a privilege, and the benefit of owning and understanding that the world of travel opens our heart, our dreams, and quite frankly, I'm healthier today than I have been in at least 4 years. Before that, I had a major stroke. And my health, we just got back from Mexico. We've been there 3 times. We've gone to Jamaica. We went to Bahamas. We didn't go to Jamaica, went to Bahamas. We've been to England. We've been to Europe, Germany, France, Switzerland. We walked the streets of the oldest university in the world, Heidelberg. We went to the Lit Chocolate Factory in Cologne. And you know those truffles that show on TV, and the lady takes one and undoes the wrapper, and she puts it in her mouth, and it just melts in her mouth. Belgian chocolate, but it's good, and it melts in your mouth. The store, the girls were going around the store hit with a good bowl of truffles, and we stayed in the store almost an hour because we just kept go following around and getting truffles. We went to a little pub down in this village that went way down a hill, going down the hill. And we went into a Christmas shop area where everything's a shop for Christmas goods. And then we had dinner in a Oompa Loompa bar where they had a band, Oompa Loompa, playing Sweet Caroline. And we were singing to the music and going back and forth and had a magnificent time. We met people from around the world, Australia, Germany, France. We were on this cruise and we got to meet people. We met some neighbors that live 100 miles away from us in Hamilton, PA. They're still friends. And now we've traveled together and we experienced historical portions of Europe. And we saw where the World War II, the line, which was a line in the sand more or less, where the Germans and the French, and we saw where the, we were Paris. I mean, I never dreamed when I was a kid that I'd ever go there because I never got past Niagara Falls. And here I am today. Well, something really funny happened to me because Lynn and I have done some traveling now, several, we've done, I don't know, we're up to 6 cruises in the U.S. and 1 in Europe. But my sister-in-law, I got to share this story. I can't not share the story, Rick. My sister and brother-in-law, who most of their life has, their marriage has been a catastrophe. On a regular basis, I one time had a police box. We heard the police going to my sister's house because the police were called in. They were having a knockdown dragout again, or the kids thought my brother-in-law was doing bad to them. Their life has been rough. It hasn't been nice. Well, Lynn and I get in travel business, and we start traveling around the world, and my sister comes and says, we want to go on your cruises, Ron. We got to go. Well, finally, they've been married for 30 years, and they've never been on a honeymoon. And we had a little situation that we could put it together for them, and there was a great deal on one of the cruises. And so, you know, my brother-in-law's got stage 4 cancer. My sister's got MS, walks with canes, crutches, or a wheelchair. And they wanted to go on a cruise with us. Well, it was not looking like that was going to happen. So we put together a cruise for them and sent them. Now, they decided to take the grandkids and their grandkids. Well, I said, don't do that. And everyone, by the way, when they came back, they said, we'll never do that again. But anyways, they went on the cruise, and they experienced walking down the aisles of the ship. There's a name, Palisades, I think they call it. They were walking hand in hand. They went up on the one deck where it was quiet, and they had these little covered chaise lounges, and they were laying there, and they're talking. They renewed their love, their spirit, their faith. They came back like two lovebirds. Like, it's almost sickening, quite honestly. They now have Tuesday night. They now have Tuesday night date night. We can't call them. We can't go to their house. They just told everybody in the family, everyone, just don't call. We're not answering the phone. They take Tuesday night and they prepare a meal for each other, or they take one of the other one out to a nice restaurant or someplace new or different. They do something every single Tuesday. Doesn't matter if there's a blizzard outside, if it's raining outside, if it's cold outside. They're doing this every single week. And they're, like I said, they're like two turtle doves. They're just hooing, hoo. We're sitting, we went out, they came home. We went on the cruise to Mexico and with them, and another couple came with us, and that was their first time they cruised. And the one thing the one guy said, I mean, they didn't want to go on it for begin with, but because we were going, they trust going on a cruise. So they went. On the cruise, he says, you know, we got to go again, but I want to do it. And he had an idea what he wanted to be, what ship he wanted to be on, where he wanted to go, which was different than what we did. But this was introductory for them. Well, we flew down and came back in a week. My sister-in-law stayed before and after in Florida because he has a sister. They came home last Monday, Saturday, Sunday they called us, they wanted to go out for pizza. And they were just like two lovebirds, and they were just, and the food was incredible. We're in a pizzeria, you know, salad, pizzeria, wings, french fries. And they were just cooing over and wonderful how this meal was. And do you know what it was? It wasn't a meal. It was their togetherness, their understanding. And they see that we respect them more than we ever have, and they're doing things in their life. And quite frankly, my brother-in-law has beat 4 years ago. They told me he wouldn't live. He's got an aneurysm. He told me he wouldn't live. He's beat it by 4 years now, and he's beat it. One of the cancers is gone. Travel.
Wow.
Changed his life. Do you think
for
one moment that I would think anytime someone tells me, and by the way, no one ever tells me what I do doesn't work. I've never heard that. 6 years, I've never heard someone tell me that travel doesn't work as a means of creating a lifestyle and income. Not once. I've never had someone to say, well, why are you doing that, or how do you do that? Or I've had people question only, how does it work? And it's really like, can you tell me how I could do that? 6 years. I've had people who have bad negative attitudes, and they're negative, sick people, but I've never had anybody say to me what they say to me. I'm going to tell you what they say. I can't tell you what they don't say, because what I know, I only listen to ones that say, wow, that's really cool. Can I do that? Can I have a part of that? Can you help me? I want to go on a trip. It's a never a no. It's a what can I do? What can you do for me?
You know, that's what makes it difficult sometimes, and explaining the opportunity to people. And the reason it is because it provides a tool set, a travel tool set, that a person can tailor to whatever they want, you know, based on their lifestyle. And when you're explaining it to people, you almost have to start with, what are they looking for? You know, what do they want? You know, what's missing from their life? And a lot of times it's money. Right? I need to make money to travel. Okay, well, we'll show you how to leverage your time. We'll show you how to build passive income. We'll show you how to save money. We'll show you how to make money on your taxes, you know, lower your taxable income. We'll show you how to earn bonuses. In fact, hats off to Queen Kim, who has earned a $500 bonus, and she just actually
awesome.
Just came in the business. Isn't that awesome? Okay, that's like working
in
college.
She didn't know a thing about travel 30 days ago.
Now, think about it. It's like working, you started a new job, and you got a bonus on your job. Where does that even happen? And we'll show you how to make money online. And so, you know, it brings a person into a whole nother place of control. And just a minute, Country Boy, and I'll let you speak there. One of the things, Ron, like you said, with your brother, with your sister and brother-in-law, you gave them a newfound courage. You gave them a newfound relationship. It's like when you first go on that first cruise, or even like the first trip out of country, it takes courage to do that. You know, and once you do it, and you do it, and you do it again, you have a fearlessness, you know, of course within reason, you're not putting yourself in the middle of whatever, but you're not afraid to go. You're not afraid to adventure. Like we went to the Rastafarian community of 500. How much courage did it take to do that, right? Like, who are you even? You know, what do you do? How do you live? But we went there, you know, not looking for anything but wanting to receive and to learn about their culture and to see how they live. And to, you know, we rode around the community on ATVs, and Brenda's getting airtime, and we're jumping off 9-foot bridge into crystal clear mineral springs, you know, and we're eating the vegan foods, but it took courage to step into that, and we're totally changed, just like your brother-in-law and your sister. All cooey now, you did something for them that medicine couldn't do. These 4 years removed from them saying a death sentence of, you know, you're going to die from this. He's 4 years, and it'll be even more because you did something for them. Ron, you've given them a reason to live, a reason to love, and wow, over to you, Country Boy.
Well, I was just saying, Rick, when you first started talking, the first thing I was sitting here with my eyes closed when you first started talking, and I wasn't hearing what you were saying. I was feeling what you were saying, and the first thing I wrote on my page was spiritual detox. The formula you gave was relax, don't worry, jump off the bridge into the cool water, and then go relax in the sunshine. That sounds addicting.
Wow.
And then, Ron, I can hardly ever be still because I was blessed enough to be born in the Bavarian German village nestled in the heart. Did y'all hear that word? The heart of the Chattahoochee National Forest, way up in the mountains. But every time Ron takes that trip back down memory lane, my granddaddy jumps up and says, baby, your life is only as good as the memories you fill it with. So, Ron, every time you end up in the truffle chocolate factory in Germany. I'm thinking, man. Jackie Gleason used to come to town when they were sweet, back in the old days when him and Burt Reynolds were shooting Smokey and the Bandit, and he would be standing over there saying, how sweet it is. So when you talk about chocolate and God, I'm like Jackie Gleason, Rod. How sweet it is. back to you, Rick.
Well, you know, that was...
Go ahead.
Rick, we've been talking about that in my case. It's in everybody's case. That's the past, and I'm saying it's the past a couple weeks ago. Now, a month from now, my wife has been working her entire life, and she's incredible. She works for a law firm, and she does some very, very important work in the health field for people all over the world. She writes patents for the patent office for medical equipment and genetics. She's really, really highly sought. And they don't want her to leave, but she's been there 19 years. Now, her mom worked till she was 80 years old, and I promised her there was no way I was going to let her work that long. We were going to find a way. That's part of what motivates me. I'm going to find a way to bring my wife home, allow her the ability to live a nice life without having to go into an office 5 days a week, no matter what the weather is, no matter how she felt, as sick as she was, she goes to work. And, you know, I wanted her to have the freedom of never have to deal what her mom had to live through. Her mom's still living, by the way, 95 years old, nursing home. Well, the point that I'm making, when she retires in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a big party for her, and she doesn't know it, but I mentioned Niagara Falls is not far from us, and just north, about 12 miles north of Niagara Falls, is a little turn-of-the-century community. It's called Niagara-on-the-Lake, and there's world-famous theater there. There's all little shops, all the little neat gourmet restaurants. There's some spas there. There's the Prince of Wales Hotel. Queen of England, been there 3 times. There's Queen's Landing, which is a modern resort spa hotel. And then there's a factory that was a canning factory at the turn of the century, and they've converted it into a resort with spa and hot water spring, saltwater pool, an outdoor pool. They've got a gym. They've got entertainment. The restaurant, the morning breakfast, lunch, and dinner are the best meals I've eaten in my life anywhere in the world. I'm sure there's more that'll be good. But for right now, half an hour from my house, the night of the party, when we're done, Lynn and I are coming home. We're going up to Niagara-on-the-Lake and spend the next that evening. And the next day, we got breakfast, and we got a gourmet meal for a 5-course meal. It's already paid for. All set up for us to go there as a whole package. And so I'm surprising her. Now, we've been there before. It's her favorite restaurant. Even though we've been to Europe, even though we've been on cruises, even though we've been to Mexico, we've been to Palladium Hotel, all-expense resorts in Cancun and Punta Cana, we've been all these places. My wife, at any given time, if I said, do you want to go away for a day or two? She'll just say, let's go to the Pillar and Post.
Ron, that's a good point. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Rick, when Ron gets finished, why don't you touch on that a little bit, Rick? Because I talked to a few of my friends, Ron, and they were afraid to fly. And then a couple people, more than a couple people that I know has never been on the cruise that are afraid of the water. And they must have saw Titanic and think that that ship that's 3 football fields long is going to turn over. So, Rick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ron, but, Rick, make sure and touch base on that a little bit, too, for the people that have never really flown, that's afraid to go on a ship, what they can do, too, Ron, like you very well pointed out, that they can do some things that might be on the ground and be local.
Staycation. Guess what we have right here? We have right here in the Mississippi River, Colorado River, I mean, West Coast, East Coast, Southern Charleston. We have paddle wheel boats, river boats, that you go where there are no waves. And the water is maybe 20 foot, 15 foot deep at the most. but you're only 25, 30 feet from the shore. It's a paddle wheel. Remember Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain? You go right up the river where he went. You go from Nashville. If you love Elvis, you go to Graceland, go to the recording studio where he did, and then stay overnight in the hotel. They have a package, stay in the Sheraton, and the next morning they take you down to the boat, the steamship. Go down to Mississippi to New Orleans. All the music and food. The safest thing in the world. You don't got to do a plane. If you want, you can take a bus to Nashville and get on it. You can go, by the way, they even have a Great Lakes tour that you go from Niagara Falls up and around there, and then they take up through Toronto. You got to avoid Niagara Falls. The boat's not going to go over the falls, okay? There's canals around the falls. So, guys, they don't have to fly to Europe. They don't have to go on foreign soil. They can just go right here. We've got the cruises even here.
Well, what I'd like also is just being able to, especially if you have kids, but even not, just go to a local hotel in your city. And it's almost like you go to a hotel in your city and you stay in the hotel and you go to a restaurant, come back to the hotel. It could be any city USA or any city in the world. It's away from home. And you'll get that same feeling.
We used to call it taking a trip without leaving home. We used to call it taking a trip without leaving home because, again, those memories, you'd be surprised on how many people have never even went to a hotel and swim in a hotel pool or got into a jacuzzi. You don't have to have a jacuzzi at home to be able to experience being in the jacuzzi, and a lot of people don't realize that's something that they can do right now because we're definitely living for today and we're not promise tomorrow. And the last one, they said never put off tomorrow, which you can start planning on doing today. And I live here in Atlanta. Marta says we can get you there from here.
Memories can be created anywhere. And like you're saying, you stay in a hotel, you go in the jacuzzi, you go out to a restaurant you normally don't go to. And we've all, you know, seen it where people come from out of town to your town, and you're taking them somewhere that they've heard about that you've never even heard about, and you live in the town. So plan to go somewhere that you didn't go in the same town that you're in, you know, to see something that you didn't see and you've been living there. Like Ron was saying, he didn't see the Maid of the Mist until he was an adult. But those memories, the whole goal is to create memories. And I love how Warren Buffett, you know, his quote, Warren Buffett said, we all know Warren Buffett. He says, things you like to do should be a hobby of yours, but things the world does should be a business of yours. And so not only are we, you know, doing travel, but we're in the business of travel. Expedia, Booking.com, Priceline, they've never been on a vacation, but they make billions. In Search 365, we have something called the Vortex. In fact, we have several sites that, as a business owner, you own in Search 365. The Vortex in particular can be given out. It's free. You can give it out to anyone you choose, and it's complimentary. You know, don't book on Expedia. You're telling people, book on my Vortex. Book on the Vortex here. Why would I do that? Because it's going to save you up to 60% over the Expedia price for hotels, cruises, and cars. And it's going to save you money, up to 60%. Now, what's so interesting and cool at the same time about that, you give out a free link, the Vortex. Everybody that's listening, because you're listening to this show, you get a free Vortex link to book your travel. And you're going to save up to 60% over the Expedia price, the public price. By the way, Expedia and Priceline, they set the public price. That's a set price. When you have the Vortex and you book that same hotel, very same hotel, it goes out. Think about what I'm saying. It goes out and it looks at the public price set by Expedia and Priceline and comes in, has an algorithm that comes in up to 60% less than that public price. And you're like, I'm saving money over a public price. I'm traveling as an insider. You can give it out, give the Vortex link out to the world. It's unlimited. And people can book through that Vortex link. It's revenue generating for you in Surge because you give out this free complimentary link. People save money because it's under the public price 99.9% of the time. And you earn 60% of what all of these people, or even one, you earn 60% of what they save. If they save $100, Surge 365, we send you a check for $60. If they save $1, you earn 60 cents. You're tapping into the same money that makes Expedia billions of dollars. Expedia has never gone on vacation. So if you don't want to go on vacation, here's now's the time to override 9 billion people who were locked down during COVID to override the return of travel from the comfort of your very home. You don't have to even go out. You can put that Vortex link out on social media, give it to friends, family, church. We got spring break. We got the summer coming. To student families, give it out to the world. They book, they save, and you earn. Isn't that something?
Spiritual
now you're
note
overriding
right there,
the return of travel.
Spiritual cliff note right there, Rick, if I may. Mm-hmm. You know correct very well the visionary tumors who took the biblical and made it spiritual, which it already was, that love is not love until one gives. Did y'all hear that word? Gives it away. So now from a different perspective, the eyes that people in the flesh say, seeing is believing, but eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of something called a vortex, that the more vortexes you give away, who says nothing in life is free? Give and it shall be given back to you. The more vortexes you give away, if you can bless somebody, Rick, here's the hidden point. Once you give that vortex to your church, Ron, and they give it to all, that's all inclusive, y'all, all the church members can use it, has a tracking code, it tracks it back to the church. The more the church, the more that you, the more that we give away the vortexes, the more money comes back your way. Now, you tell me that that's not spiritual, that it's a blessing to be a blessing. If you bless somebody and save $100 for them a night on a room like you and Ron have done thousands of times, that the company says, since you bless somebody, we're going to give you 60% of that money. Since we don't spend money on advertising, best word of advertising is the word of mouth. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order for you to be able to grow and go on that vacation that you only dreamed about. Back to you, Rick.
Now, what's interesting, and you know, country where you and I talk about this, trash and recycling trash. You've heard the safe statement, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And we recycle trash, because where you actually said this, but we don't think about recycling cash. And so when you think about, let's say, a church as an example, and we've got churches that are closing their doors while the members are going on vacation, and they're booking through Expedia, booking through Priceline, and they're throwing away, because they don't have a tool that taps into the profit that's made by Expedia and Priceline, the church is throwing away that money. And so now here comes Vortex, and the church has a Vortex. And they're saying to their members, book through this link, you know, because not only are you going to get a savings, you're supporting the church. You're giving back to the church instead of letting that money go away from the church, making, you know, enriching the pockets of Expedia and Priceline and everywhere else you book, not knowing, and they don't know this, and this is insider information, all the other booking engines are owned by either Priceline or Expedia. So Booking.com is owned by them, Travelocity is owned by them, and so all that money funnels up. So people think they're finding a deal over here, and they're really still supporting Expedia, but they come through the vortex. Surge 365 is in that international market of travel where that profit, and this is the most powerful thing, we determine who and where that profit that makes Expedia $98 billion in 2019. Online booking is going to hit $1 trillion in 2023. We are able to garner market share by the numbers of people that go to the vortex. And so now this church says, we're recycling our cash, our travel cash. Book through this free link. Not only is it going to save you money, but 60% of what you save collectively, corporately, comes back to the church. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And so imagine, this is one church. This is another church. This is one school. This is another school. This is one business. This is another agency. This is another nonprofit. We're determining where that profit in the travel industry goes. I am a mover of money. And so recycling trash, how about recycling cash? Back to you, Ron.
Wait, Ron, one more, Rick. Joel, our founder, you can call it what you want to. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Our partner, Lynn Kane, over at Golden Rule Society, and y'all know the Golden Rule, treat other people the way you want to treat it. Well, Ron Clayton, our new, I like that word, Ron, our new president, shared it with his partner, Lynn Kane, over at Golden Rule. So when you go to Golden Rule, there's a button that says to the travel icon button. But see, what happens again, Rick, Joel call it a cycle of appreciation. What goes around comes around. You care enough to share it with Lynn Kane. Lynn Kane shares it with his organization. By the way, his little non-for-profit organization, Golden Rule Society, is only 50 years old. So he's been doing this for a while. And the thing about it, Rick, is you don't even have to know the people that you give it to. That's the crazy part. I've heard of people giving stuff away. You can walk up and stand in line and they not know your name. But y'all missed it when we say we care. And we're forming one nation under love. So we don't even have to know. Rick pointed out to me, I offered it to a friend of mine, but she says, well, I don't live here. I'm going back. She says she was going back to the other side of the world, Europe. And Rick, you just told us that. Somebody doesn't that you gave it to that you might have sat next to on the bus or the train or the plane, just because you cared enough and shared enough, I gave them a vortex link, they go back to where they are, and it doesn't matter where they are in the world, Rick, you said. They can use it, and God has a tracking device that you blessed them. And it may not come back from the person that you gave it to, but they stayed a night at a hotel, which created the commission. You don't even know or care what hotel they stayed at, but the money from the hotel commission finds its way back to you. Now, you tell me that's not miracle kind of stuff. Back to you, Ron.
That's powerful.
Well, it is. And there's just so many different ways that we can structure the individual's ability to capture market that pays commissions, that they can build a team. The greatest thing today is building teams, reuniting. People are desperate. They were, you know, for 2 years they were told, for the most part, don't even go to church. Stay home and listen to a screen. I think that's good as long as, you know, you're getting that. But you better get in with a group. in with people. Our pastors are talking every Sunday how we need to be united in presence, because we give a present when we have presence. And so doing that, we're reuniting the world and creating a unity that can't be done. You know, it's funny, I've been asked, I own a consulting business besides my travel business, and I was asked by a major radio station in our community to speak not to the sales force, but to their customer base. You realize what the owner of the radio station was really risking. We'd only know each other a couple months, but I was introduced to her through a mutual friend and someone who has demonstrated a trust level in the community. And so I was asked to speak to the customer base of a radio station and to try to give them some new. We were just coming out of COVID. And so they wanted me to, kind of having been, and a couple things in my career, I did build a company from $79,000 to $27 million in 3 years with no inventory in 14 different cities. So I guess I have a little bit of experience in bringing people together and uniting and trust and building and respecting people. So, you know, I'm qualified to do that speech. So I got in front of the room. It was held at, it's called Klein Hands Music Hall. It's a philharmonic place there. So it's very well respected in the community. It's a historical site. And we got there, and the seminar was held in Klein Hands Music Hall. So I get there, and one of her sales manager introduces me. Had a bio, did a little bit of my background. And I sat in a room, and I'm telling you, this room was filled with owners of car dealerships, people who were the head of hospitals. I had people who owned businesses that were in the community. I had one man who runs a restaurant, does millions of dollars a year, and he was there. So we started out after they introduced me, and I said a few words and made everybody feel comfortable. And then I looked at everybody, and the room got dead silent. You could hear a pin drop. And I looked at every person that I could in the eye, and I said, you can't build a relationship in a text message. I put the microphone down and walked off the stage. See, folks, we've been forced to use a tool, technology, but in that technology, there is no passion. There is no communication of soul between people over a text message. The only way that happens is, you know, God sent his representative to earth to walk the earth, to be with us, to show and demonstrate the love that he had for us. Guess what we have to do, too, in order to be successful? Back to you, Rick.
You know what? That's so true. And you don't get ahead in life without tools. Now, Ryan, you actually demonstrated the use of the career opportunity in travel more so than anyone that I've shared the opportunity with, you know, being a travel specialist and taking advantage of the travel training, because it actually is an accredited travel agency included in the Surge package. You know, you've got the membership, wholesale travel membership, concierge. You got that for your own personal travel, travel wholesale instead of retail. You've got the Vortex that you can give out to customers where they can book. It's revenue generating. Share, they save, you earn. Then you also have the accredited travel agency. And you and Linda took advantage of the travel agency. Not only did you set trips up for yourself, you know, we hear Ron talk about going to Europe and the chocolates and all the cruising. And he came back. He set that trip up, that cruise, that European cruise up for himself. And he comes back and he has a check, a commission check on his own travel. You know, I look at people traveling. It's like, you're not getting paid to travel. Do what you just did, the same thing, and get paid to do that. But anyhow, so there's a full-service travel agency, which for some people, they choose as a career path. They may say, hey, I want to specialize in special needs travel. I want to be a wedding destination specialist. You know, all these weddings that were backed up from COVID, people getting married now. I want to be a Disney specialist. I'm a Disney fanatic, right? I want to be a Marriott specialist. I want to be a Vegas specialist. I want to be a Cozumel specialist. All this training, industry training, is free. The industry says, please learn about us. So because you are a travel agent under the Travmanity, which is part of Surge, the Travmanity umbrella, an accredited travel agency, you have access to Travel Agent University, Travel Agent Academy, if you want to be a Legoland specialist. This is vocational training, where once you complete these trainings, you get a certificate, and you can build a portfolio of certificates and become a specialist. And nobody's telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that. You can say, no, I want to be a cruise specialist. I want to be a whatever kind of, you can build that portfolio based on your likes and your desires and your passions. So, Ron, you took advantage of that. But you have the membership, you have the Vortex, you have the travel agency. And then Brenda and I took advantage of something that the company started offering about a year ago, a 7-night vacation reward. When a person's a member for 12 months, they get a free 7-day vacation. And the reason we do that is because Americans don't take vacations. And so it's unheard of for our members to not take a vacation. So we added that when you've been a member for 12 months, over 3,000 locations worldwide to choose from, where do you want to go as part of the package? Brenda and I used ours. And we went to Boca Raton. We went to Steamboat Springs up here in Colorado. You know, we've gone to a number of different places. We're planning another one to go down to Orlando. But that 7-night vacation stays in there. Every home should have a Surge 365 business. Why? Because we take advantage also of the tax benefits. The tax benefits that are given to businesses, people have no idea that you can lower your taxable income. Now, I can't give tax advice. Be to your own tax professional. But because it's a real business, there are certain things that you can write off to lower your taxable income. Why would you not? You just went on a vacation. You know, they need us to go on these vacations. They needed me to come to Jamaica. They needed me to go on the Rastafarian experience. They needed me to go. Who else would go? That's my business. And then lastly, income and residual income. Income producing, residual income, being able to create a residual income. The residual, Brenda and I have been in the industry since 2004. The residual income that we created over the past took us through 2008, took us through the pandemic. Who knew that those were going to be blimps in the American economy? More than blimps. Who knew? And the income that you, the work that you're doing right now, if you stop and your income stops, Houston, we got a problem. But if you can do something tapping into a fun industry and creating residual income that is willable to your children's children's children, willable to whomever you choose, you put it in your will. It does not stop when you pass. You know, coming along this way right now is an opportunity that we all have that future generations may not have an opportunity. You know, the return of travel and to be able to override that travel. So the wealth that we're creating right now, not even just wealth, the residual impact of a good life, right? You know, a stress-free life. What's the impact that that residual income has on your family? Back to you, Ryan.
Wait. I got to read back to you what you just said, Rick. Because my heart jumped up all over again. It's amazing. Rick, earlier you kind of mentioned that we get paid to travel I think that escaped most people, but when you put it from a travel agency perspective, which you own when you own this business, I think it made more sense, Rick, that we're the liaison. There's no middleman. We get the commission money. But when you say get paid to travel, one of the first people that you signed up for me into my business, that was the name of their business, Get Paid to Travel. Earlier you said, Rick, people have shown you how to recycle your trash, but has anyone ever showed you how to recycle your cash? Now, not only are you traveling at a 40 to 60% discount that Rick pointed out to you, and sometimes higher than that, the commission that you're getting, you get a chance to spend that money that you made for blessing somebody again. Then it gets better. Rick says, we're not tax people, but are you not traveling? Travel is a tax benefit write-off. So, yes, not only are you saving money, you're earning money, you get a chance to spend that money again, write it off on your taxes, and then, Rick, I thought it was a double portion blessing, Rick, which I've been playing for all my life, and then you had to make it a triple cord, one for the Father, one for the Holy Ghost, and one for, yeah, then you said residual income. So think about that in summary again. You're traveling at a discount. You get a chance to take that commission that the travel agencies would have been normally making. Now you can spend that money that you saved and go on another vacation. That's another double portion blessing with tax benefits, and then be able to bless somebody, yourself, by having the residual income. And even after you're dead and went to a better place, that your children and their children's children, that truly, truly is a triple cord blessing. Back to you, Ross.
Wow. That's good. That is powerful. What keeps you up at night? You know, is it making more money? Is it traveling more? Is it saving more? Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Is it fundraising? You know, we talk about fundraising, but also looking at it from the aspect of people able to make a consumer choice to book through the church's website so they can give back. So fundraising and giving back. Is it business travel?
Rick,
is it tax deduction? Go right ahead.
Rick, what Kim just did this month, $500. She did it from her house. This woman, I don't think she'll mind. I'm not going to embarrass her, but she doesn't have a car. She lives at home, yet she made $500 without ever leaving the door of her house. And she can do it again and again and again. And it's not limited to $500. She can have that grow to up to, actually, there's a nice big bonus available she still qualified for $10,000. You know, we've had people that live in a car that join this organization and in months are living no longer in a car. So we
yes, Julia St. John, she's the highest paid woman in network marketing.
I have a question, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Ron, when she got into the business, did they require her to have a college degree? Or did they ask her to see the resume
or
GED? It's crazy. You've never heard that you could get this kind of opportunity and work from home without all those worldly credentials from the convenience of your own home and tap into a world economy. Again, it's a new season,
wow.
You guys, that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. Thank you, Rick.
Wow.
Capital is alive and so is being an entrepreneur. It just pays better. They just don't have a boss. Rick, you want to wrap us up?
Sure. You know, the opportunity is there. Are you? Are you looking for something? If you're looking to just travel, I love it because nobody's on your back. You just travel. If you're looking to make some money, I love it because you have an opportunity like Country Boy said, to tap into the world economy, the world economy of travel. And a person can do it for the trial period, 30 days, $79. And the company is exploding because of the return of travel. Back to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thanks for sharing your hearts. Thanks for listening in. We welcome all the people who are listening to this on whatever platform you're catching us from. My phone number is 716-908-2300. If you want to get a hold of anybody on this call or find any information, you're free to use it. And we have to just, we're here as an open book. We don't have anything to hide. Our agenda is to help you. Where do you want to go? And we use this platform to help you get there. Have a blessed day, everybody, and help make it a better day for somebody else.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, Derek.
Can I call you back?
Absolutely. I'm here.
Ron, do us everybody a favor, then. Give them that phone number one more time, Ron, a little bit slower this time in case somebody's pen stopped writing. Give them your phone number one more time, Ron.
908-2300. And I will forward my number if you call to anybody that you want to speak to on this phone. We're not here gathering up and keeping for our own. We're here to connect you with who you need to reach. So look forward to talking to everybody. Have a great week. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.
We'll see you.